I don't see anything, Lisa. Did you have any other items for us tonight?
No, Mr. Mayor, thank you. I don't have any other items other than just one comment, and that is to Seb's comment, our lobbyist comment earlier about getting recommendations to the senator for inclusion in the landless bill. I'll be working with Carol Rushmore to make sure we're putting together that committee that we discussed in our work session to take a look at those places so that we can get that done timely to be able to get that into the senator prior to the reintroduction of that legislation at the federal level.
Thank you. So just on the budget, are we going to the end of the month, or are we, like, where are we at for our next budget report? Because this is sort of out of sync. Are you going to have something for us at the end of the month? Where are we at?
So, Mr. Mayor, my intention is to give you what I have available at the next meeting. I have the ability to print that information off based on what's in the system. What I don't know that I'll be able to do, given the situation with the finance director, is make sure that everything is correct with the bank reconciliations. I'm working to try to figure out how all of that stuff is going to happen, but I will have a report to you that is at least as current as the information that's in the system with the accounts payable that has been done at that time.
Thank you very much.
Yep,
you bet. Another question for City Manager Bob Barbie. Okay, seeing none, Clerk Lane, you're up.
I don't have much other than what's in my report, but I just wanted to remind the assembly and also the public that we will be having a special assembly meeting on Thursday, the 11th, starting at 6 o'clock to consider a resolution. And then right after that special assembly meeting at 6:30 will be the work session that had been planned previously for AMC engineers to do a presentation with our capital facilities director, Amber Aladad, on the public safety building.
Maybe we just make mention the assembly chamber is set up and assembly members are welcome to return to the chamber. We've got, Kim can get the camera to swivel around here by.
Right, so the way it works is, and I don't know if you can see this, but the owl will follow my voice in the camera. It's a 360-degree camera. So right now I'm at Ann Morrison's spot if she's in the assembly chambers, and this is how it'll look for the public when she's sitting at her seat and talking. And so, and then David Powell is next to her, and then going over here to where Terry Corson is supposed to be. It takes a second, but it will follow me. And my biggest hope is so that the public can hear. You know, being able to see visually is great, but being able to hear it is the best. And you can see what we see right here on our big screen here. We have Zoom up there, and I think it's fantastic. I really like that. So anyways, everything is, it's kind of hard for you to see maybe, but we have all of the tables all spaced out apart. Right now I'm at Ryan House's seat. And yeah, it's kind of creepy that it kind of pulls me around, but it's great. It's a really neat system. And I really want to thank Cindy Curry over at the Nolan Center for helping me get this set up. Without her, there's no way I would have been able to do it. So. Anyway,
that,
I think that's all I have.
Thanks, Kim.
Sure.
Yeah, they've done a great job setting this up. You get your own bottle of hand sanitizer. There's a lot of perks that come along with being in the chamber here, just saying. All right. Any questions for Clerk Lane? I'm not seeing anything. Mayor and Assembly business, does anybody have any reports for us? I'll report that SEPA is moving forward with the cable replacement from Banks Island over to Warnowski. The cable procurement has gone very well, and the negotiations, and now we're into the production phase of the cable. And GCI's vessel was out front. Their cable was running over top of our four cables. So our four cables went in originally down the channel there. And so they laid their, I believe it's the fiber optic cable, over top of that, with the consideration that if we ever had to replace the cable, they would have to come in and move their cable. And so they did this past week. We said, saw that vessel up front. That's what they were doing, and they rerouted it to a different route, so it's not coming through that channel any longer. So we're hopeful that we're going to be able to get after that cable crossing coming up here in the summer. But of course, Jones Act stuff and all that good stuff, we're going to keep working to make sure that we can get the ship up. But we're also looking at some options there for other underwater cables. And one of the things that was proposed that I thought was very creative and interesting was to purchase another cable. We used to have four cables down. And if one failed, we could switch over to one of the other, the spare cable. The new technology is all four cables are in one cable now. And what we're talking about doing is purchasing our longest run and having that cable stored in Wrangell and available if we have another cable crossing go down for some reason. We would have the longest cable here. So if it was a shorter run, that's great. We could put the cable there with the shorter run, but we'd be able to replace any of the crossings. And of course, for us, we have a crossing over in the Bradfield, over to the island, and then across the island, and then over to Warnowski, Warnowski to Banks, Banks to Midcoff. So this way we would have a spare available and we can run our cables to failure. And we don't know how long these cables will last for. We did an underwater survey and they look pretty darn good. We were surprised that this one had an issue, but and I think Mr. Hammer said that it was kind of the one spot they couldn't get the ROV to get a good look at, and that's where we think the failure was. So that will give us a little security moving forward to have that spare, but we're in the discussion process of that right now. That's it from SEPA. Anybody else with a report? Okay, we're moving on then. We do not have a public hearing tonight. There's no unfinished business. Item 13A has already been done. Item 13B, approval of a professional service agreement with Shannon and Wilson in the amount of $86,775 for site characterization activities at the three borough-owned contaminated soil sites.
Move to approve a professional services agreement with Shannon and Wilson in the amount of $86,775 for site characterization activities at three borough-owned contaminated soil sites.
Booth, we have a second.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Discussion. I see that we have Amber on, and I don't know if you want to start out, Assemblymember Von Bargen, and then go to Amber.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll certainly defer to Amber, but these are the three sites we've been discussing with the Assembly over the last several months. And as is noted in the agenda statement, we have budgeted funds to address this. This is the next phase of work that needs to be done to meet the expectations of the Department of Environmental Conservation to begin looking at things for monitoring and cleanup. And with that, I'll let Amber take it away.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. You pretty much just shared everything I was going to share. just to reiterate, these are three sites. One of them is as old as 21 years since we found the contaminated soil. That's the one at the city shop site. The former Wilcox Automotive location is a site that we recognize contamination in 2011. And then the Wrangell Medical Center, that site was realized when the hospital changed out a tank for their heating fuel and generator separated that. So a couple years old on that one. The work plans have been developed by Shannon and Wilson already and approved by DEC. The work plans identify the work that they'll do on site as far as the sampling and testing. From that work, we'll understand the level of further contamination or cleanup possibly, or just long-term monitoring that DEC may want to see, depending on what the findings are. But this is the work for Shannon and Wilson to come in and do that initial on-site sampling and monitoring so we can understand what we have to look forward to in the future, or if we can close the site out with DEC.
Any questions for Amber? Assemblymember Gilbert.
Amber, you talked about monitoring. Are they going to monitor these sites for a period of time? Because they've got four 55-gallon drums at a cost of $700. Is that part of the monitoring process?
They will be monitoring. They'll be installing monitoring wells according to DEC's requirement. They're identified in the larger work plan. If you'd like a copy of that, I can make it available. But the drums also will contain the leftover materials from the drilling activities, assuming that those are will have some waste material that will have to be disposed of, and it may or may not be contaminated. So that's why you'll notice that there is an unencumbered amount of money for each site that will be left over after the professional services. And that was budgeted to allow for the transportation and shipping if there is actually contaminated soil found.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Assemblymember Morrison.
Yes, thank you. Through the chair to Amber, did we ever get any satisfaction on tracing back the previous owners of the automotive site, any remuneration from them, or was that a dead end?
That was a dead end. We did send a certified letter and received no response.
Okay, so then that's the reason that the state is coming through with the money for this.
Actually, the state's not coming through. This is local funds budgeting for the, and that was particular to the Wilcox Automotive property. Just a reminder for everyone. We talked about attempting to reach out to a former owner to ask if they would be willing to let DEC do a financial assessment to see if they were financially viable to pay for the expense. That was necessary to apply for an EPA Brownsfield grant. Just to kind of reiterate that issue. Without us moving forward with that work with the former owner, we were ineligible to apply to the EPA grant. So we came back to the assembly and said, we'd like to move forward with this work plan with local funds.
Right. Thank you for going over that again. There were some, I had a question from someone and I said I'd get it clarified. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Senator Morrison. Anybody else with questions? City Manager Bob Bargan, is there anything else you want to say in wrap-up? Okay, thank you. Pull vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Nathan Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanka?
Yes. Thank you. Item 13C, ordinance number 990, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 16.08, high land leases of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 990 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on March 23rd, 2021.
We move. We have a second.
Second, this is Powell.
Seconded by Powell. Lisa, do you want to give us an update?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our Tideland lease code is hails from the 60s and is extremely out of date and requires that any piece of property, any Tidelands valued at more than $100 has to go out for competitive bid. So if somebody puts together a solid business plan for a piece of Tideland property that we have here in Wrangell and wants to move forward with something, they come, they say, here's our business plan. We want to lease this property. And then we promptly have to go out for bid and see if anybody else in the community is interested in that. That is just abjectly unfair and unconscionable. So what this ordinance, Kim actually did the heavy lifting on this. She looked at ordinances from our Tideland lease ordinances from around the state and settled on Ketchikan and Valdez and used those primarily to generate this along with our own existing code to put elements in there. And although the provision of competition has, you know, the bidding against someone that comes forward with a legitimate lease request has been removed, there is the provision in there for a protest. So if the assembly decides they want to grant a lease, then there is a provision in there for a protest. And all Tideland leases will also need to go to the Ports and Harbor and the Planning and Zoning Commission for a recommendation prior to coming to the assembly. So there's a fairly exhaustive approach here. The property has to be surveyed. The property has to be, if it's not already its own parcel, has to be surveyed and it will have to be appraised. And the appraised value will be used to determine the rental rate. And although we have left the rental rate in here at 6%, which is what the current code says in Wrangell, and because I think the time right now to change that is not good given our economic conditions, the standard prevailing rental rate for municipalities for either uplands or tidelands is no less than 10% around the state. But we've chosen to leave it at 6% in this ordinance. So it's before you for consideration under first reading today.
Thank you. Any questions for Lisa on this? Yes, Evelyn Cumber Gilbert.
A couple of changes I would recommend under definitions, section 020, where it says the first definition, borough tidelands. You have such additional lands as may be convoyed by the state to the borough. I think it should be conveyed. I have this vision of a warship guarding our tidelands. So if we could make that change.
Yeah, yes, we certainly will. Although I like the connotation of the other.
Yeah. We consider them very precious. And then under section 100, it says towards the second to the last line that the borough assembly may consult with planning and zoning. I think it probably should be shall consult with planning and zoning and port commission. So maybe if you look that over. And then in section 110, right below it, it has a really nice payment plan, either annually or quarterly or monthly installments. But then the last sentence says all rentals must be paid in advance. So I don't know if that quite jives.
Mr. Mayor, respond.
Please, go ahead.
Right, in that instance, so the borough would be responsible for billing in advance of the month. So if someone's quarterly payment is, let's say, due in March, we would bill them in February for the payment for what's due in March. That's what that means.
Okay. And then in section 130, it says the second sentence, the borough assembly may require a development plan to be submitted. And I thought the development plan was included with the application.
I believe we can change that to shall.
Okay. And otherwise, it's really well written.
Mr. Mayor, can I comment on one of the concerns?
Yes, please go ahead, Kim.
So on section, Assembly Member, through the Chair, Assembly Member Gilbert, 1608-100, the approval of leases, the portion where it talks about the Borough Assembly may consult with the Planning and Zoning Authority of the Borough as to the advisability of any particular lease. I believe that's if there are additional questions. If once I receive an application, it goes to the Port Commission and also to Planning and Zoning first. And so then they send a report to me, and then that's what goes on to the agenda when the Assembly sees this for the very first time. And so I think that what that's saying is that you may, if you have, you know, and we can reword that, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that that's if there are additional questions or if they want clarification, or if you want clarification.
Right. And we probably should add Port Commission.
Agreed. Yeah.
Anything else, Assembly Member Gilbert?
No, I'm good.
Thank you. Anyone else, any questions, comments?
I do have one thing.
Yeah,
I wanted to add, Assembly Member Gilbert contacted me earlier this morning and had stated that throughout this, the lease that stated his, and in order to make it not gender specific, we just put that, I changed it to their. So that was done.
Okay. Anyone else? Not seeing anyone. Poll vote, please, Carrie.
Okay. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Yes, item 13D, approval to extend professional service agreement for municipal legal services between Levette Law Group LLC and the City and Borough of Randall.
Move to approve the extension of the professional service agreement for municipal legal services between Levette Law Group LLC and the City and Borough of Randall.
Move. Do we have a second?
Second, Gilbert.
Anybody, Gilbert? City Manager Bob Margie, do you want to walk us through?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. We entered into this agreement with Levesque Law Group in 2019 for 1 year. The agreement provided for 2 1-year extensions. This would be the second of those extensions, taking us through to 2022, at which time a new agreement would need to be negotiated. We enjoy a good working relationship with our attorney. I would say Mr. Levesque, as I indicated in the agenda statement, is extremely responsive to us, whether it's a weekday or a weekend. I've spoken to Mr. Levesque when he's been on his boat on the Kenai River, fishing, in fact, to get information I needed on a weekday morning. The other thing that I would add is that Mr. Levesque has been generous in his willingness to work with the borough. He understands that we are undergoing some trying times financially, and as is indicated in the email that was attached to the packet and is outlined in the agenda statement, he has given us some work pro bono this year so far on an item that we are actually addressing in executive session tonight, and has been willing to look at ways that he can reduce his fees by reducing fees like for training and making sure that the law clerk is working on as many things as possible to reduce expenses to us. So my recommendation is that we continue to retain Mr. Levesque for this next year of the agreement.
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments? All right, seeing that, poll vote please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of a professional service agreement with NTL Alaska for interim water quality solution assessment and staff training in the amount of $29,749.50.
Move to approve professional service agreement with NTL Alaska for interim water quality solutions assessment and staff training in the amount of $29,749.50.
Do we have a second?
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Assemblymember Gilbert. City Manager Bob Bargan, you want to walk us through this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the Assembly is aware, we've had some significant issues with our halo acidic acid levels this year, being at what appear to be some all-time high rates and not necessarily declining as fast as they typically have. And, you know, we've taken this opportunity as administration to take a look at what might be helpful to assist our water staff in understanding what the root cause analysis of this is and looking at other water treatment operations, just doing an evaluation of water treatment operations. And so we've got an individual that does these sort of evaluations for a living coming to assist and work with our staff and work with the administration to take a look at the water treatment processes that we have and offer some recommendations. This person also does continuing education unit training. And so we're taking this opportunity to provide training to all seven of our staff that are certified in water and wastewater treatment and collection and distribution. And so our Public Works Director, Tom, is on the line tonight and can certainly speak in more detail to it. But a copy of the proposal for the scope of work is attached to the agenda statement, as is the fee proposal. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, if I could just add, we have switched some money around to be able to pay for the vast majority of this, but the existing budget falls short by a few thousand dollars. So if this contract is approved, the next item on the agenda is a resolution to move a small amount of money from reserve into the water fund to be able to pay for the remainder part, for the remaining part of this contract. And so if this contract is approved, that resolution will also need to be approved.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Lisa or specific questions for Tom? Okay, not hearing any. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mayor Pisanka?
Yes. Item 13F, resolution number 03-21-1568 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the Water Fund by transferring $4,849.92 from the Water Fund reserves to the Water Professional Contractual Services account and authorizing its expenditure for the NTL Alaska Interim Water Quality Solutions Inspection.
Move to approve resolution number 03-21-1568.
Move, go to second.
Second, Morrison.
Seconded by Morrison. So Lisa, I'm assuming this is exactly what you're just referring to. This is the transferring of the money. Does anybody have any questions on this item? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Ripple?
Yes.
Mayor Pasanka.
Yes, item 13G, resolution number 03-21-1569 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the budget in the Industrial Construction Fund, transferring $3,000 from the Industrial Construction Fund reserves to the Industrial Construction Fund Professional Contractual Services account, and authorizing its expenditure for the Armory Building Hazardous Material Assessment and Armory Property Appraisal.
Move to approve resolution number 03-21-1569.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it. Go ahead, Corson. Go ahead, Terry.
I'll second.
Okay. Seconded by Assemblymember Corson. Thank you, Terry. Lisa, do you want to give us a walkthrough there?
Sure. The Assembly has provided direction to the borough staff to make the Armory building and property ready for sale. And as the Assembly's aware, we discovered that it had asbestos containing material in the floor mastic of the tiles in the building, and we needed to do a hazard materials assessment to confirm the situation there and to understand if there were other hazardous materials. That assessment was done by AMC, the same group that came in to do the public safety building assessment. And in addition to that, we need to have an appraisal done of the building. My understanding is that, so let me back up, the money for that hazardous materials assessment was not in the budget originally for this building. So we need to take care of that. And we're using some existing money that was in the budget, but we weren't able to make up the full amount. So that's a portion of this transfer. The rest of it is related to the appraisal. Carol got some initial appraisal numbers back just recently, and it appears that they are quite high. So we actually may need to come back to you. I don't know the full answer to that yet, but depending upon where the appraisal number ends up, we may need to come back to you for additional money. But this is at least going to get us going.
Okay. Any questions? I see that Amber's also on, so if anybody has any specific questions for her as well. Okay, hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell? Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. All right, item 14, attorney's files available for a similar review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session. A, executive session, discuss and provide update of the status of the collective bargaining negotiations. Kim, should I handle each one individually or can I?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so that's the first one. Would anybody like to make a motion?
Move to
approve.
Go ahead. Move to approve pursuant to AS 44.62.310C parentheses 3 that we go into executive session and invite the borough collective bargaining team, borough attorney, and borough manager to discuss and provide an update of the status of the collective bargaining negotiations, a matter which by law, municipal charter, or ordinance is required to be confidential.
Good move. We have a second.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Discussion. Hearing none, poll vote.
Yep. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Item 15B, executive session, event immunity, traffic conviction appeal discussion with the borough attorney. Okay, if we don't have a motion, this will die on the vine.
No, I'm still scrolling.
Hold your horses.
pretty badly scrolling here.
Ah, there it is. Do you want me to go?
Go ahead.
Pursuant to AS44.62.310, that we go into executive session and invite the borough attorney, the borough manager, and police chief to discuss the Vandabunte traffic conviction appeal, a matter of which by law, municipal charter, or ordinance are required to be confidential.
We have a second. That's seconded by Assembly Member Gilbert. Discussion. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Corson?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Bethanka?
Yes. Okay, we will recess at 8:12. Into executive session. Lisa, do you need a little break before we get started with the executive?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, if I could have a bathroom break, and if I could also ask the clerk, could she please text me the login and the password to this, the numerical login and password, and then also the police chief, the call-in number?
Yes, and I will.
Thank you.
You're going to join us first, and we will handle the traffic conviction appeal first, and then move into the other one. Thank you. We'll see you guys at the executive session Zoom.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, I'll be back on in just a few minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you.